Let's go.
Madtown's 93.1 Jams. Yeah. Nights with DJ Fusion, strengthening the lives of Madison's most vulnerable youth and families for over 50 years. Briar Patch Youth Services offers a broad array of programs to runaway, homeless, and at-risk youth across Madison and Dane County. 93.1 Jams, unity in the community. I've teamed up with the amazing team at Briar Patch to create a community awareness and resource platform. Stay attached with Briar Patch. If you're a teen or a youth in Madison or Dane County with questions, Briar Patch Youth Services is available toll-free 24 hours a day at 1-800-798-1126. More information is available on all programs at www.briarpatch.org. Madtown, let's stay attached with Briar Patch. Our children are our future.
DJ Fusion here. I'm hanging out today with Jay from Briar Patch Youth Services. How you doing today, Jay?
I'm doing great, sir. I'm doing great. Great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you for being a part of this. This is our second conversation in Stay Attached. And just real quick, I want to have you recap what it is you do at Briar Patch Youth Services.
So that's a good question. My staff want to know that oftentimes. What is it that I do? So I'm the program director here at Briar Patch. I've been here for a little over 30 years. And so seen a lot of the history of the agency and seen a lot of the mergers that have occurred to the present day to what we have now as our Briar Patch Youth Services brand.
And can you tell us a little bit about the broad spectrum of programs that are offered at Briar Patch?
Absolutely. You can kind of lump them into three continuums, and it is a continuum of service for any young person between the ages of 10 and 24. And along with that comes a parent component and our parent support model that we use to kind of tie it all together. But there's three main components to the agency. One is our runaway and homeless youth services, and that includes our runaway and homeless youth program. It includes our actual youth shelter for young people who are between the ages of 12 and 17, and then also our street outreach component. So all three of those pieces make up our runaway and homeless youth group. Second component is the parent support piece, which I mentioned, which is an opportunity for parents who are looking for support with other parents who are having struggles with their child. There may be AODA components involved in it, but it involves monthly groups that parents can get together and kind of learn from each other. There's structured speakers that we bring in to talk about issues that are related to what parents are dealing with. And that kind of makes up the second component. And then the third component is our youth justice component, which includes all of our restorative justice work that you've talked about, our intensive supervision programming, our youth restitution programming, and our youth employment piece. Those are all parts of what make up then our youth justice component here at the Briar Patch location.
And for more information on all of these amazing programs, www.briarpatch.org. Jay, you've been here for 30 years now. You've seen a lot of different things come and go. It wasn't always Briar Patch. It was CAP. What does that stand for? CAP?
Yep. Community Adolescent Programs was brought on board about 1978. So Briar Patch as itself obviously started in 1971. That's what we call the original Briar Patch. 1978, a separate agency not affiliated with Briar Patch was started called Community Adolescent Programs. Those two agencies, Briar Patch and Community Adolescent Programs, came together in 2003 and formed the new name, Youth Services of Southern Wisconsin. About 3 years later, Project Hugs, which was the parent support piece, was merged into that. And then finally in 2015, we realized that Youth Services of Southern Wisconsin was a pretty big mouthful of things, and nobody really knew what that meant, but everybody knew what Briar Patch was from back in the original days. So in 2015, when we opened this facility with our youth shelter, the name change came to Briar Patch Youth Services, which brings us to where we are today.
And it's short, simple, and easy, and speaks a lot to what you do here. This is a celebration of a milestone this year in 2021. What's happening this year that you guys are celebrating at Briar Patch?
So 50 years of being an organization is quite an accomplishment. We've had awesome, growth, but it's been really driven by, the staff and the talents that we've had throughout those 50 years. And of course, the needs of our families and our clients is what has really driven that to where it is. So we have a couple of events coming up in September. We have our open house, which is an opportunity for folks to be able to come and learn about the individual programs that I just kind of spoke about, chance to see the facility, to ask questions of us. In October, we're having our Youth Arts Festival, and that's highlighting our youth voice, which is an important piece of what this agency always has strived to do, is to give that voice to our youth who are not heard, and to give them a platform to be able to explore their talents you know, spoken word, poetry, visual arts, you know, rhyme and rap, whatever it might be. Spoken word is all part of what that Youth Arts Festival, and then culminating in November on the 4th with our 50th anniversary celebration.
And these are events that are meant to celebrate Briar Patch, but they're also meant to educate the public and bring in new eyes and ears and, you know, help people bridge the gaps in their homes.
Exactly. It is about, you know, outreach to the community to, you know, we are a Dane County-wide program, or agency, I should say. And so, you know, we reach over 3,000 young people and their families every single year. And so it is an opportunity for folks to learn more about how can they be involved. I mean, we're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for ways for persons to get involved, but also to just educate what resources are out there, because a big component of what we do within this agency is if we don't have that service that we offer, we can connect folks to other services in Dane County, other partners that we have. If it's mental health services, is if it's AODA services, those are all things that we can connect to our other partners that we work with.
So there's a lot of amazing programs at Briar Patch, and you've been here for a long time. What would you say is kind of the unsung hero program? Maybe a program that doesn't get the shine that it deserves, because I think a lot of people associate Briar Patch to the Runaway Shelter. Yep. And there's so much more here to offer.
Yeah, man, you're putting me on the spot. It's like choosing which of my children is my favorite. I would say, you know, the main thing is just Briar Patch. I'm gonna cheat a little bit and say I think Briar Patch as a whole is a hidden gem that most people maybe don't know enough about. And because there is something that can support pretty much any situation that occurs. And so I really, you know, want to lift up the whole agency, because there is pieces and parts and a continuum of service that is offered here, that if you're a young person between the ages of 10 and 24 or a parent who is struggling, we should be able to support what your need is in some way or another. So it really is a whole agency-wide piece that leads to us being able to provide the services that we do.
www.briarpatch.org. You also have a toll-free number that's available that is...
We have our helpline, not a crisis line, but a helpline.
It's a helpline.
It's area code 608-251-1126. And the area code for the toll-free number, of course, is 1-800-798-1126.
Very awesome, Jay. I appreciate you giving me a few minutes of your time today and talking about Briar Patch and this 50th anniversary year. What a milestone for our community.
It is. Let's lift it up and celebrate it. November 5th is the, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
November 4th is the day that we're going to be celebrating that. So hopefully you can edit that and make it sound better than I just did.
Oh, absolutely. Thursday, November 4th from 6 to 10 down at the Goodman Community Center in Brassworks.
You got it.
More information at www.briarpatch.org. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you.
Stay attached with Briar Patch at madtownjams.com, where you can learn more about all of the amazing programs at Briar Patch Youth Services.